right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us the same number as Mondays. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. And so, CJ, let me say this to you, man. I don't know any other talk show hosts, and I've listened to plenty over 40 years, would allow a caller to call in and not be on the subject that they're talking about. And then to repeat the same thing that you do every time. The same stuff, man. You don't. It would be nice if you had an opinion on what we're talking about with Taiwan and China, but you come back with the same. You come back with the same subject matter every day. Ben, you got anything new? Kind of stuff.
China never. Well, because you brought up Russia and Ukraine, and you know. China is watching, and Taiwan, they never got invaded when, you know, I don't care if Donald Trump runs. That's 3 years from now. You know, I'm worried about right now in this country, and the mere fact that your party, you were earlier today, your first hour, you were talking social issues.
I'm not a member of a party.
So, CJ, let me.
I know you supported...
Well, CJ, let me just steer the conversation a minute here.
Talk about the crime bill, then.
Let's talk for a minute about what we were talking about a little earlier. Have you worked for a corporation that used continual improvement, something like Six Sigma or Deming, and a Deming analysis of continual improvement? Have you worked at a company that's evaluated itself to figure out what it's good at and what it needs to get better at and what best practices might be for whatever they make? Have you done that? No. Are you familiar with
know,
it?
I don't need that.
I'm not.
Go to the grocery store.
No, I'm not. CJ, just.
You guys.
Gosh, CJ, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you, buddy. You know.
No, you aren't. You're trying to deflect. I don't care about studies. I go to the grocery store. I go to the gas station.
Yeah.
I see people. You know, you can bring up all this analysis, and it doesn't matter to people.
Facts
you know,
don't
we
know.
See, well, we see what's going on. We feel it in our pocketbook. You know, the claim that I'm being called a racist is
who called you a racist?
Who called you that?
Who called you a racist?
I get called a racist by, well...
You didn't get
I'm
called
saying,
that by...
Sandy, that the deflection of what's coming in November is because what's been driven by the Democrats. Maybe you're not a Democrat, but we found out during shutdown there's 3 million women that still have not returned to work. So they can claim low unemployment, but everybody feels that when they go everywhere today, the store, the gas station, and who caused this? Who caused this? Who's in control right now? That's the point. It's not about Donald Trump. I don't care about Donald Trump.
Okay.
But I do care about President Biden and his failures right now.
Hey, CJ,
and I don't
man.
Think you do.
Hey, CJ, Wait. Man, thank you very much for the call. You know, we tried, right? But what is the issue is that CJ represents an awful lot of people like him, Sandy, who's upset.
Well, I think we were talking earlier about how it is that people feel financially insecure in this
right.
country in a time of prosperity. And my view is probably that CJ's, the tension in his voice and his excitement is the result of the fact that he feels financially insecure in a time of prosperity. And he ought to ask himself, and America ought to ask himself, why is that happening? And is he pointing at all the wrong reasons? And I think he is.
Yeah.
If he's feeling financially insecure, it's probably because he has trouble worrying about getting health care unless he's qualified for Medicare, which is a government program that he probably would have voted against if it was being offered, you know, voted upon as being a program to be offered to the public. we need to deal with this level of social insecurity, because it's what's driving people in the direction to move against one another. For him to identify 3 million women who are apparently the cause of social problems in this country because they've decided not to come back to work. Now, I don't know what was the dog whistle story that he was essentially enunciating there, but I think there was one.
But he also hasn't taken it upon himself to read things for himself. It's clearly he's listening to the Tucker Carlsons and others of the world and conservative talk radio. And so he doesn't have to do any thinking. They'll do it for him.
Well, but I would prefer that we figure out a way to get a dialogue going that brings the CJs and others. Into a process where we could actually talk about it. But people who feel that way, fear drives people into a corner. Corner dogs bite.
Yeah, well, his emotions, you know, won't allow him to have a conversation that we can have because he can't listen to anything. He just is going to get his out.
Yeah, and, you know, what we were talking about for the last 2 hours had nothing to do with being supportive or negative to Donald Trump. We're talking about general issues in this country that need to be addressed, hopefully to make this place a better place.
Well, and the fact that this article that I was talking about with China and at the time that, you know, we're dealing with issues with Ukraine, to think that maybe we got to keep an eye on what's happening with China and Taiwan. I mean, there's no question China is watching.
Yeah, well, they're sure, and
as you would expect them to.
Yeah, you know, and so Americans look at this. Some Americans look at this one way, which is that whatever happens to Ukraine is likely to happen to Taiwan, and we better get prepared for it. So if we have to go to war or essentially fight a proxy war to defend Ukraine, then we're going to have to do that for Taiwan. So you could look at those dominoes two different ways. You could say, one, it's the foreign country that is the domino that's tipping is Taiwan or Ukraine, or is the domino our American policy that we've decided to invest ourselves in Ukraine, and so now we're going to have to invest ourselves in Taiwan. And that's a different kind of domino, but it's essentially dictating our policy in two totally different circumstances that require differential thinking.
So, Sandy, that's at the root and the basis of what I'm talking about with this. We've already, you know, we're watching that in Ukraine. And then the American people, not the folk who are calling the shots, but the American people are seeing this. And you're saying, well, you know, Taiwan, we would definitely have to get engaged with because they've got all the semiconductors and all those kinds of things. They've got something at least we need that we would, you know.
Well, but China makes it. The semiconductors that aren't made in Taiwan are made in China. So, I mean, we're pregnant with dependence upon China for all kinds of electronics. And the fact that a bunch of electronics are made in Taiwan are just an accident. And, you know, if what we're saying is that we need to back democratic governments or the rights of people, then why aren't we talking about the Tigrans and Ethiopia? Or why aren't we talking about Yemen? Or why aren't we talking about all these countries that are currently in terrible condition based on warfare and problems with respect to human rights? And so that's all part of why we need to start discussing openly how do we decide what we're interested in the world. And who are our enemies and who are our friends?
All right, got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.